So AI is advancing, and many of the information processing app capacities are being replicated in machines. So what will differentiate humans from machines? Yeah, it is primarily the experiential aspect. Experience. There is what brain researchers and philosophers call as the hard problem of consciousness, and the you could say the conversely soft problem of consciousness. The soft problem of consciousness is how information is processed. So that is being understood more and more. Okay, which area of the brain pursues what? Which area of the brain pursues what is done there? So the correlation between neural events and emotional experience, the correlation, that is something which is being mapped more and more exhaustively, and that can advance enormously further. So just as there is neural processing of information in the human brain, there is digital processing of information in the computer. So one of the models, one of the analogies or metaphors used for understanding the brain is also a computer. Just as the digital circuitry is insentient, it's just 0101 a digital logic, but through it information is processed. So like that, neural circuitry also processes information. So the soft problem of consciousness is correlation. The hard problem of consciousness is experience. Who is it that experiences? Rather than asking the question, can machines become conscious? We can turn the question around. If machines can do everything that we humans can do without consciousness, why have we been given consciousness? That means, say, now there are America for counter-terrorism, they have drones. They have machines, they have planes, there are no human beings within them. They're also using now robots to, if there are places where explosives are put, and you have to detonate the, we have to defuse the explosive before it detonates. Then they have programmed robots. In high crime areas, instead of sending police, they send these robots. So we will be able to do this, and as specific processing is concerned, robots can do that. Okay, we have to remove this plug, remove this, and you can, that way defuse the bomb. So that kind of thing can be done. But the robot will not experience any fear. The robot will not experience any joy. The robot will not experience any horror. Emotions and the experience of emotions, that is something which is of an entirely different category. Why is it of a different category? Because there is nothing in the biochemical composition of the brain that has anything that experiences. See, there is correlation and there is causation. The two are different things. So the major confusion in neuroscience comes because correlation and causation are confused. So I'll give an example. What is the difference, say? Cleaner cars last longer. So this is a finding which people have made. People who have whose cars are unclean. The unclean cars, they last for 5 years. Clean cars last for 7 years. So now cleaner cars last longer. Now does this is a correlation. Okay, this car was cleaner and its lifetime was longer. This car was unclean, this car lifetime was shorter. Now, one possibility could be that cleanliness itself is the cause of the longevity of the car. But that is not necessary. We have to look at the internal functioning to prove that. It could also be that people who clean their cars regularly, they also are better in maintaining the overall car. They do its repair regularly. They do its management regularly. They drive in a proper way. So, when A is there, B is there. Wherever A occurs, B occurs. That does not necessarily mean A causes B. Correlation is not causation. So all that we can, no matter how much AI advances, the advancement of artificial intelligence will lead to greater and greater capacity for processing information. In some ways, the capacity to process information may even exceed human capacity. So for example, chess playing computers, they have been known to defeat even chess champions. But that does not mean that the chess playing computers experience anything. So there is the information processing capacity and there is the information experiencing capacity. So experience requires something entirely different. That is consciousness. So the brain is a unit for processing information. In terms of receiving the phenomena, and then the mind is where the integration happens. The soul is where the soul is the one who experiences. So what is done in the brain, in some ways it's already being done more by computers. Now, for example, if I want to memorize words, I can memorize say 1,000 words, 10,000 words, 50,000 words. But a computer can contain a dictionary with hundreds of thousands of words. Now, even the mind aspect, that integration may also be done by machines. And maybe in future research of the brain, we may find out further information about the brain also. But the experiential aspect is something which just cannot be done. So, the experience of pleasure, pain, excitement, frustration, agony, none of these can be had. So we will just have a machine capable of processing information in a very impressive way, but there will be no emotion. And emotions, they can be distractions, but emotions are what make life fulfilling. So there can be functionality, but without any experience. So the capacity to experience, and that is the irreducible difference between humans and machines.